Tales from the Rails. Stop 6, The Quarryman.
I used to be a tin miner, like me father before me, but I've been working in East Rain Quarry for the last 6 years, where I have learnt new skills. It takes two of us to split a lump of granite. One makes a hole with what we call a jumper. That's a heavy iron bar about 4 feet long. And he keeps jumping it up and down on the same spot in the rock until there's a hole about 3 inches deep. He goes on doing this along the grain, making holes about 6 inches apart. Then t'other one gets to work with a feather and tear. The tear is a sort of chisel, and either side of that is a slightly curved steel piece, which is the feather. You keep hammering these into the hole until the block splits. Sometimes gunpowder is used, but I vow that can be dangerous, and there have been accidents. Some of the lads learnt their rock blowing from working on building the railway. One of the reasons the railway came about is that a number of gentlemen thought it would make transporting the stone that much easier, but that hasn't really happened. We could haul it from the quarry by horse and cart to Lusley Station, but since they never thought to put in any lifting gear, we still must go the extra 3 miles or so to Bovey. What the railway has done is make a steady demand for stone to build platforms, bridges and viaducts, and they're also starting to build big houses in the valley for the folks wanting to move in to enjoy our pleasant country air.